Our next speaker is a board member of the Chicago Nerd Social Club. Put your hands together for Carlin Meyer!
Hello, everyone. So, I am Carlin. I'm on the board of Chicago Nerd Social Club, but my day job, I work in legal education, which is not what I expected to be doing at this point in my life. I was actually pretty positive that I was going to be in some capacity in the music business, probably as a rock star, maybe as like an independent nerdy rocker, not really sure, but I was positive that's what I was going to do with my life. So I started writing music from a very young age. But I was a self-conscious person, so I would like scribble down in a journal and whisper to myself, like in the middle of the night, and I'd have these little songs and nobody could hear them because my emotions were bad. And eventually, my dad got me a guitar when I was 13 years old. My mom was dying of cancer, and it was kind of the perfect gift to get me because I could just kind of close myself in my room and work out some emotions. And I wrote a lot of songs that, you know, I would write them off as I'm just a kid writing these sad little ditties, but they were really complex songs about loss and isolation and attempting to find hope in a time of despair and just really, really good stuff. So I continued writing music through my teens, and I would play my guitar for people. I wouldn't sing for people because I think like a lot of teen girls, I was just kind of ashamed of my voice vaguely, like something about it wasn't correct. So I wasn't going to sing for people because I was supposed to be embarrassed or something. So I played guitar for people. I was in bands. I played bass, and it was always very cool, but I would never sing. Until I got to college. And in college, I kind of decided, you know, I have all these songs I write. I'm kind of proud of the compositions. I think I'm a pretty good guitarist. I'm going to give it a shot. So we had these open mic nights called Coffee House. And I started off performing at Coffee House. And I was still a little nervous to do my own composition. So I did, you know, kind of like ironically did a cover of a little kid's song. If anyone watched VeggieTales, it was a song called I Can Be Your Friend. And so I performed that. And it was just kind of like, oh, you know, I was playing the song. You know, it's a little self-effacing thing about first week of college. And people loved it. Like, it was this overwhelmingly positive response. And that really emboldened me of just, hey, I could get up and sing in front of people and they were happy with what I did, even if it wasn't my own song. I kind of put my voice into it. So through that, I got a little braver and started playing my own songs. And it was one of the best things I've ever done. It was very, very, very well received to the point where I, you know, my friends were very positive about it, but people I didn't know would walk up and say, you know, those were ugly emotions I've never articulated and you nailed it. Like, did you write that song about me? And it's like, I don't know what's going on in your head, but I'm glad this resonated with you. This is very great for me. So that kind of became a thing where, you know, I saw that what I had been writing was actually having an effect on people. And it was such a positive thing. So in college, I became a singer-songwriter. That was like a piece of my identity, a little bit of my self-definition. And there was this group of us who did that. We wrote songs and sang them. And, you know, some of the people in that group of friends, they were already musicians, and college was just kind of a step along the way, and they were going to keep doing stuff with their music lives. And some, like me, just kind of decided in college that they were going to actually sing in front of people. And so we were at various levels, you know, some really had a lot of confidence around that piece, and some were just kind of finding their legs. But, you know, we did really amazing things together, lots of collaborations and duets, and I played the weirdest gigs over South Central Texas and really, really strange places, and I'd be in like these gritty, like, bars with all these, you know, people in the back that maybe look like it's a little weird for, anyway, the point is that I would be playing in places where I did not look like the people that were at the venue. And I'd be playing my little 3-minute melancholy songs, my little ditties, and people would be like, that was very good, young lady. That was very, very good. This experience. And I was pretty sure this is what I'm going to do. And I even recorded an album. And at a certain point, I kind of realized, like, hey, if I'm going to go for this, I need to go for it. And I found myself not going for it. I just didn't release the album. I didn't do anything. I just kind of stopped and made the decision to go to law school. So I went to law school here in Chicago. So most of the way most of my friends here know me is as Carlin. She's an attorney and she lives in Chicago. And, you know, I have a kid now, but there was actually kind of a path that my life, I kind of took this left instead of this right that I had kind of expected to. And I can't really tell you why. It's just a thing that I did. So there was a point during law school, I didn't play my guitar for like 2 years, which was really kind of baffling. And I couldn't tell you why. I couldn't really explain it, but I didn't. So I look sometimes, I mean, the magic of Facebook and the internet, I can see that a lot of my friends that, you know, we used to play these things together. We used to create this wonderful music together and encourage each other in our craft and art. A lot of them, they did it. Like they, some of them are very famous and some of them are, you know, just kind of doing the hustle in their own way and, you know, various levels of fame. And it's just, I'm so excited for them and I'm so proud of them. But I always kind of wonder, like, is this what selling out, is this like washing up? Like, did I wash up at 22? Mm-hmm. And I think the answer is, yeah, I did. I definitely did. And so just kind of realizing this about myself, like every now and then I'll think, okay, you weren't going to be like Tracy Chapman. I mean, that wasn't something you were going to do with your life, but could I have been Rebecca Sugar? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's possible. And so, you know, now I have, you know, a kid, I have a 3-year-old. And so I think all of my songwriting ability at this point is kind of funneled into these little songs about like peeing in the potty and stuff. Mm. And they're so good. They're like really compelling and these rhymes that are way more complex than they have any need to be. Like just very, very good songs for an audience of one who, you know, it's okay, I guess. But even within that, you know, when I think, hey, you know, it's a humble pursuit, but I'm doing it in my own way for my kid. Then I find out about Kindy Rock, which is this whole universe of people that are writing really awesome songs for kids and they're playing gigs. And like they're like little celebrities among the children. And I think, am I doing this wrong too? Is I supposed to be a Kindy Rocker? Am I supposed to be Kimya Dawson? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing this. And so I you know, really never have a whole lot of, you know, comfort around that. You know, what was I supposed to be doing? But anyway, sometimes, you know, I do still get my guitar and I'll, just from time to time, not very often, I'll take it out of its case and I'll, you know, start to play for my kid, like, you know, Doe a Deer or ABC or Wonderful World or something. And I'll start to kind of get the muscle memory where I'll start playing one of my songs. And it just, it all kind of comes back. And it's like, you know, you keep thinking maybe they weren't that good, but then I'll play and it's like, this song was so good. Oh my goodness. And there's this little complex part and this little chord change and like, oh, those lyrics were actually super deep. Oh, and then I did this part and I'll start kind of getting into it and feeling alive again. And my daughter, she does this thing whenever I'm playing a song for her that's one of my songs and not one that she knows, or she'll walk up to me and she'll put her hand over the strings of the guitar and say, Mom, stop. Stop it. Stop playing the guitar. And then we'll play like Doe a Deer or something, and and that's how we end it. Anyway, thank you.
You know, Tracy Chapman didn't get like huge until much later on in her career, so I don't, it's, you know, dream could still be alive there. Also, I hope that you come sometime and like play a song here for us. That'd be great. I think everybody'd love that. Thank you so much.